You are about to listen to Domain Cleveland's podcast. Thanks for tuning in at domainseattle.com.
Hello, mate. All right, so let's see. Maybe make sure we got this going. Start record. I'm like totally like new learning all this, but that's why it's a blessing when somebody like Michael shows up and just friggin' knows how to talk to people, because we've been like the black hole, the abyss over here all friggin' all weekend, you know?
Oh, it's really?
Like internet, what's that, you know?
Yeah.
But what's this interweb thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
What is this interconnectivity malarkey?
So
are you recording? Can you record this?
Yeah, we're recording. We're on. Here,
you can pop your head in there.
We're broadcasting live through whoever's linking onto the website right now.
whoever will have us.
Yeah, whoever will have us. So, you know, I'm old, out of the loop, out of the scene, you know. I don't really, this is my like one weekend getaway. When you're married and you have kids and they and your life starts getting drained, you know. And you don't grow up in this
sounds start, like you could write a really good album.
This is a good, yeah, exactly. Like, You get out on the weekend, you look forward to this, and just have a good time and connect. You don't do a lot of homework. Thankfully, when Kevin, I'm forgetting his name, said, hey, I'm going to set up this interview, I actually did my homework. Really quick.
Awesome, man.
Read your guys' thing. Because yesterday, I had Chad Smith's son from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, from Iron Tom, sit down. Had no clue. He's like, yeah, we've been touring with the Chili Peppers. I'm like, man, how is that? You know, how have they influenced you growing up? No idea who he was. So now I know who you are, so I won't make those same stupid.
Oh yeah, we don't tour with them, so you know.
Yeah. But is it like, you know, being a son of you know, a rock and roll legend and stuff? Do you feel there's like more pressure on you getting into it, or is it just like, you know what, I'm doing my thing?
You know? Literally, man, we're in a van with a trailer, rocketing around the United States doing our own thing.
You don't got your pilot's license yet?
Fuck that. No way.
Come on, man.
It's one of those things where any pressure that anyone views upon this band is entirely their own to behold.
Yeah.
We don't feel that pressure. We don't care. You know, that's none of our concern. We want to write the best music we can. We want to do the best live show that we can. This is in no way about being interlinked or kind of connecting the dots for us. You know, this is really just about good music and about sort of giving people something that they might not get anywhere else.
You guys are like, you know, we're music fans, we're in a band, and we're having fun, and it's just about our thing. Don't, you know...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's
you
it.
You don't go out there and promote, you know, hey, Son Of or anything like that, right?
No, that'd be horrible. That would... I think that would completely disenfranchise people and sort of kill you before you've even started. And not only that, you'd be a complete cunt. like, why would anyone fucking do that? Like, you know, it'd be horrible. So we don't do that, no. We think it's wrong.
Have you gotten, though, any kind of advice, like, from your dad getting into this?
Oh, yeah. Like, give it hell. Don't fuck up.
Yeah?
You know, that's pretty much it. I think that... You've got to look at it as, you know, you're stepping into an industry that's already saturated with so many different things, and if you believe in something enough that you want to put that forward and you want to have a voice, you should never promote it as being on the coattails of something else. You should never sort of do that, because it just removes your message, it removes your integrity. If you kind of you don't get to experience all those fundamental important things like being in a van with your best friends, you'll never know what it truly means to have success if you never experience the beginnings, and if you never actually work for it, you'll never fucking know what it means. So
exactly. That's
what you have to do. Be like everyone fucking else, do it right.
You guys take turns driving the van?
Yeah, well, on this tour, actually, we've had this guy, Billy, who is like the fucking most... He's the most superhuman tour manager. It's insane. He smashed out the Anaheim to Dallas drive over a day off, and it was like 26 fucking hours.
So you can't control the windows, so you can't like crack off some rats and lock the windows and like bake the guys with some nasty nauseous parts.
No, unfortunately not. Dude,
I mean, I can't imagine that. I mean, just friggin' the 2-hour drive from Cleveland down here, and my prostate was killing me.
You should have taken your finger out of your asshole.
But it's part of getting old, you know? I mean, I more fiber stuff, I think, is what the key is.
Try some whole husk psyllium.
Whole husk psyllium, yeah.
Psyllium, I use that. Like,
I feel like I'm getting a glimpse of the future now.
Don't
get a
old man talk.
I'm
going
to tell you, my grandfather told me this, and like a fucking asshole that I am, I didn't listen. He said,
is that a pun?
Listen, Michael, whatever you do, do not get old. And I did. And I fucked up. I let my grandpa. I'm sorry, Grandpa, rest in peace.
He's a Nirvana fan.
He's a what?
He's a Nirvana fan. It's better to burn out than fade away.
So, tell me a little bit about the direction and what you guys are looking at doing with that. Where did the name come from?
The name, we came up with it because, you know, the whole Lions thing, it fits in with the whole Three Lions English thing. We kind of liked that, and it sounded a bit big and bombastic and kind of like, you know, we're like, oh, that's kind of cool, we'll fuck around with that. We had a bunch of different ideas. And I guess we settled with As Lions because it didn't have any sort of genre-specific connotations. It wasn't like, oh, you know, The Lions, which sounds like a terrible Beatles knockoff.
Yeah, yeah. Or White Lion or something.
Or Death Lion, which sounds like a terrible it sounds like an 80s metal band, or Death Lion, which sounds like a death metal band. As Lions, it could be an indie band, it could be a metal band, it could be a rock band, it could be anything. So that's kind of why we went with it, you know.
So yeah, I went to your guys' website and basically just sent you to all the different social media places, and stuff like that. If people want to get to kind of know you, what do you recommend? Are you on Twitter a lot? Are you on social media? Want to get to know the person behind the music and follow the band and stuff? Where would you say?
Twitter and Instagram. I'm on both of those. It's just Austin_AsLions. And all of the socials for the band are just AsLionsBand. So at AsLionsBand, really. Facebook too. Facebook is just AsLions. But, you know, we're all over the place. And you can kind of find out, make your own mind up as to what you guys think. That'd be cool. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, no, thanks for being here. And what's next for you guys after, today?
We fly home day after tomorrow. We have to do more press tomorrow. And then we start doing the European festivals. We're doing, Rock Am Ring and Rock in Park and Nova Rock and Brass Pop and stuff. And just announced a headline tour for September. And we're probably going to be back out here quite a lot. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just doing a lot of it.
Yeah, you'll be coming back to the States and doing
for sure.
On tour with somebody or headlining tour?
On tour with somebody, most likely. We've been doing some headliners and stuff.
Try and look for you coming through Cleveland, man. Try and connect again.
Oh, mate, we'd love to, man.
We're getting the wrap-up sign, so we got to make sure to tell everybody check out As Lions on every social media platform that Austin just mentioned. And
thank you, guys. No worries.
But don't go to his
grinder. He deactivated Grindr.
I deactivated it.
Because I was stalking him on it.
I'm on Plunder now, which is the pirate version. See the other interview for information.
Hey man, thanks a lot.
No worries, man.
Do you want me to take a picture of Bill?
Yeah, let me get a picture of
him.
You have just listened to Domain Cleveland. Thanks for tuning in at domainseattle.com. Please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast and Google Music.